Previously on Stacey St. Clair.
I'm good. I actually came down the mountain to make this call, and I'm hanging out near the mall.
There's a mall in Sochi?
Yeah, it's about a quarter filled, but it has a Cinnabon, and it has a movie theater, and a bowling alley, so it's, you know, functional.
You want to go to the mall in Sochi, remember, you can see a movie, get a Cinnabon, and bowl. I don't get any better than that.
One-stop shopping.
Stacey St. Clair, live from Sochi, our favorite guest by far, and doing great work at your ChicagoTribune.com and LA Times and everywhere. Tribune is owned and managed by someone who doesn't know what they're doing. No, you're doing great, great stuff. Tribune.com, and
we thank you.
We thank you for doing this. Where are you today?
I am on a train going between downtown Sochi and Olympic Park at the moment. So I'm just taking a train ride along the Black Sea, and it's beautiful.
Is there much being said about Russia's hockey failure?
You know, I was in a security line getting on the train with some Canadian fans in hockey jerseys who were making fun of the Russian fans in hockey jerseys. And the Russians actually said, you know, well, we hope the United States beats you. So I think, yes, the hockey failure is not going over well.
I just wonder if it's wise.
Cheering for the United States.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's wise for Canadian fans to make fun of the Russians in their country. I just think those people may disappear as well.
I think it's the one time every 4 years that Canada gets to make fun of the rest of the world. So, you know, let them have it.
Canada so rarely gets to mock. That's right. It's a very good point.
Exactly.
Now, you brought up yesterday that Ms. Evans has done herself proud, took up the bobsled about a month and a half ago on an internet online course, and went out and won a bronze medal. But I love the way she described her first bobsled run to you in your Chicago Tribune piece. What did she say it was like?
She said it's like being stuffed in a trash can and thrown off a cliff. It's I've heard other people describe it that way too. I guess it's just really loud and really rickety in there, and you just sort of pray the whole way down.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous, and she was tremendous. She looked great as well. Hold on 1 second for us, Stace. We've got an odd thing going on where we can actually hear the show.
Yeah, no, it's
it's actually very okay. I think I fixed it. I think I fixed it.
You there hurt. Look at you.
There, I fixed it. Well, thanks for the
you
note.
So
thanks
many
for the
hats.
Note for me
for stalling.
It. All right, back to Stacey live on a train in Sochi. We're not in Sochi. Headed for. Well, I don't know where the hell you are. Why am I trying to describe it? What am I? Gmail mapping systems? Google Maps for Sochi?
Somewhere along the Black Sea. Just say that.
Have you bought any souvenirs? Because we're getting near the end of your trip.
I haven't, and I have like. Every single person I know has told me to bring them back, one of those nesting dolls, those stacking dolls. You open one, and there's another one, and so on and so on. And I bought nobody nothing. So
can't you come back?
You're expecting something from me.
No. We're not expecting anything. You've already given us the gift of Stacey every morning at this hour. But the Russian stacking game, can't you go to the Russian tea room downtown and get that? Don't they have a gift shop?
Don't they have a dollar store?
That's like sort of my plan. Like, I hope nobody's listening who I'm doing this for. I'm just going to go home and Google a bunch of these and buy them and say, oh, I brought you some sushi.
Yeah, why do you want to get...
Who's going to know the difference?
Why do you want to get caught in customs? You know, come on. You know,
yeah, why do I want to carry it back?
Might want to get your mom something else, though, because I know she listens to you. So you mean you've already purchased
mom
your mom's expensive gift, right, Stace?
Yes,
I have. I have something for her already.
Right. Hey, are they still trading pins? You know, like at the Olympic Village, that's a big... It's almost like this subculture... amongst Olympians, they trade the pins out in the open. Yeah,
it's a culture amongst the reporters and the athletes and the volunteers. But unfortunately, the Tribune Company does not make pins to trade. It was a budget thing that they just decided not to do it. So I spend a lot of days saying no pins, because that's all anybody wants to talk to you about.
Well, we will have the Big Stacey gift basket when you get back, and it'll include pins for all your commie friends.
And also a stray dog.
And a stray dog.
We're putting a puppy in there.
Yeah.
A Russian puppy. He only barks in Russian. So what's left of the broadcast and print day today for you?
I'll be helping the great Phil Hirsch out at the ladies' free skate tonight. He's our Olympic reporter, and I'll be helping him out. So the ladies' free skate, always, you know, the marquee event of any Olympics. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, Stacey, I'm 52 now, and I had kind of a sad sort of awareness last night, and that is I'm never going to win a gold medal in skating.
No, but you still have that snowcross dream, so.
I do have that.
Hang on.
I do have that. You know, but the biggest problem, I don't think it's that I couldn't, you know, get my skating up to that level. It's I would not look good in those outfits. Those outfits
yeah,
are.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I don't think so. A little spangly.
Very,
for me.
Very forfeiting.
The forfeiting thing's fine. Spangly. A little too spangly for me. A little spangly. Has there ever been a 6 foot dude that weighs just over 200 pounds plus a little more that has medaled in the Olympics in skating? Probably not.
No, I know Evan Lysacek is about 6'4", which is super tall for figure skating, but I don't think he was over 200 pounds.
No, he weighed about 120. Yes, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, have fun with your friends on the train. Andre, anything else for Stacey?
I will.
No, Stace, we miss you. Be safe. Bring
Stacey,
us a dog.
I miss you guys, too.
Yes.
Quick question.
I'll try.
Hold on one sec.
One texter is asking about the dogs. How are the dogs doing? Have you seen any dogs?
You know, actually, my colleague Brian Casella and I just went out today to a dog sanctuary, and the dogs are under heavy guard out there. So I think you know, some dogs are surviving, and they're saying that about 90% of the dogs who are being adopted out of here are going to the United States.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a good story. Well,
yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Stace. All right, hold on. That's a great Stace St. Clair. By the way, Kevin, remind Stacey tomorrow the best of Stacey St. Clair. You know, at the end of March Madness when the Luther Vandross song rolls and they do the hoops clips for all of March, the best of Stacey. Not previously. The best of Stacey St. Clair.
One shining moment?
One?
Yeah.
Well, several shining moments, Keys.
She was so excited when we call that, you know, an intro or a bump in the business where we put all that together. And I said, hey, we created this really cool intro for you. She said, that is so cool. That's so great. I'm so excited. Next text was, what's a bump? What does that mean?
Yesterday, by the way, this is a little inside, but Mary, yesterday, Stacey got a hold of Andrea and said, hey, I love being on with you guys, but could you get a hold of the bosses at the Tribune and tell them why my phone bill's going to be so high?
And Steve could Cochran, you give me some money for pins?
Steve Cochran made me call every day.
She needs you to wire her money, yeah, for souvenirs.
Yeah. Get that rubles thing done for me so I know how many that is.